Good morning.
I wish you a wonderful first day of your Japa retreat. Yesterday we were entering into the idea of what a retreat means for us, and we also focused ourselves a little bit on the on our own desire, what we wish to accomplish during the time where we are on retreat. When you will enter the temple room or the seminar room, you will find in the back the guidelines which are very helpful to make your retreat a full success, and I request you to look at these guidelines again in order to enter the retreat, really. See, we human beings live our life in cycles, life cycles, where we do certain things. Like yesterday, I spoke with one very nice devotee who's come from far away, from the northern parts of Europe, and she said, "Oh, Maharaj, my life has changed. I'm now the mother of two children." I said, "Oh, congratulations." And then she said, "Congratulations, but my sadhana is not what it used to be before. Now the children always demand full attention." And I said, that is natural. That our lives changes. We go in different cycles, in which we are the cycle of youth, for instance, or for some of you, the life cycle in which you take on a spiritual education. That's an area, a space of time, where you dedicate yourself to one, for one thing. Some of us have. Are in the life cycle of the brahmachari and the brahmacharini. Others are in the life cycle of being a grihastha, family person. And all these cycles have their own rules, their own, let me say, their own rules is a good word, which govern them and which we need to respect and recognize in order to make the cycle the best experience which we have. For instance, when we enter the Grihastha ashram, there are not the same rules like when we were in the Brahmachari ashram, or when we become a mother or father. There are different. We need to know different things, behave differently, and so on. But now I request you. We are on this. We are in a very special cycle within the normal life cycle which we have. We are in the retreat cycle, and it needs for us some time to understand what that means for us. Therefore, I have given you, it needs a frame, a contextual frame in which we think, with some new rules which are specific for that cycle. And therefore, I've given you yesterday 6 very powerful rules which will make your cycle something like a treasure hunt, and hopefully is treasure finding. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. Krishna, Krishna. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Really, before I start today, I just have to say it. I want to sincerely gratulate the devotees of Radha Desh, and also the devotees who are here in the Bhaktivedanta College for making such a wonderful place of pilgrimage. I mean, when I went from the guest house and I saw Philip, and both of us, we were just standing in the sunshine, looking at the castle, and we thought, wonderful. This is a very good. This is a wonderful service which you do. I know that it's not always easy, especially when the weather is so Belgium-like, and not no sunshine, but the opposite. And also we live in times where the ground is no longer covered with golden coins, and our economy is very easy. We just need to bow down and get the coins from the ground and live happily. But I really want to sincerely congratulate you for keeping this service alive. Good. Having said this, we will now enter into what we call in retreat a discovery lecture. I always blush like a tomato because my lectures are really not something special, but we have tried to arrange them in such a way that you will have what we say, what we call in Germany, ein Aha effect. That is a Eureka effect. Wow, this is such an important point, and I'm happy that I now have heard this point. Now let me see how I integrate it in my life. So today, I hope to create such an aha effect for you in this discovery lecture. Yeah? I see you don't have cushions. That means when you are old, you will get difficulties in the prostata when you sit like this. So who of you is willing to always bring in the morning the cushions from the temple? Maybe Tushtak or Gora Nataraj, you could do that with your cushion team. Yes, would you like to go now and get it immediately and then distribute it to the devotees? Please don't sit on the cold floor. You will become old. Now also I saw Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu, you are sitting there and so uncomfortably. Can we offer you a better sitting place? We have here's a very nice one. I think you would be very comfortable here. Please also give him a cushion because he's over 60 years old. He needs... You have self-contained unit. Yes, good. Hare Krishna. Good? Good. And Prabhuji, you are sitting with your chair in a strategically unfavorable situation because those who are behind you can't see you. No, your chair, you're sitting with your chair exactly. Maybe you would like to take your seat there and we can hear or no, it's not. See, those who sit behind you can't see. So you have to be with your chair somewhere where... Or just move a little. Here's the idea. No, just move a little. Yes. Like this. No, we don't want you to sit outside. You must sit with us. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading this morning from the 6th canto, chapter 11, text 24. Please repeat immediately the whole verse. We will be quite fast with the verse today. Aham harita vapadae kamula. Dasanudaso bhavitasmi bhuyaha.
Dasanudaso bhavitasmi bhuyaha.
Manas marita supate gunangste.
Manas marita supate gunangste.
Rinita vakarma karoti kaya. I think we all can feel it. This is a prayer spoken by a great devotee just before he returns back home, back to Godhead. In this prayer, Vritasura expresses his heart to his Lord in such a way that he expresses a deep felt relationship. Here's the translation for you. I mean, I'm very sorry that we are in such a rush, but we need to cover certain material this morning. So, O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, will I again be able to be a servant of your eternal servants who find shelter only at your lotus feet? He's wondering, will I be so fortunate to be able to serve your servants? O Lord of my life, may I again become their servant, so that my mind may always think of your transcendental attributes, my words always glorify those attributes, and my body always engage in the loving service of your lordship. Purport. This verse gives the sum and substance of devotional life. One must first become a servant of the servant, of the servant of the Lord, Dasanudasa. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, and he also showed by his own example, that a living entity should always desire to be a servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, the maintainer of the gopis. Gopi bhatu para kamalayo dasa dasa nudasa. This means that one must accept a spiritual master who comes in the disciplic succession and is a servant of the Lord. Under his direction, one must then engage one's three properties in the service of the Lord. What are the three things which you have? Body, mind, and words. Yes. You don't have a soul. You are the soul. That's a huge difference. So you have body, mind, and words. The body should be engaged in physical activity under the order of the master. That's what we do with the body, physical activity under the order of the master. The mind should think of Krishna incessantly. And one's words should be engaged in preaching the glories of the Lord. If one is thus engaged in the loving service of the Lord, one's life is successful. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Please, everyone. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Bhajanine Nirvishesha Sunyavani Askatyare Zadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sarasvati Gaurabhakta Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama this verse has been chosen because it guides us into our first retreat day and brings forth the main subject of today's retreat, which is chanting while being in sambandha. Sambandha is, of course, a Sanskrit word which means bond. Bond is to bind. And sam means totally. For instance, if I would like this machine to experience sambandha, I would take something and then, let me see if I can do that without harming this machine. I would bind it to this stand, and then this machine would experience sambandha with the stand. In the same way, the soul has to experience a bond, a connection to Krishna. It has to be bound with Krishna, with the thought of Krishna. How to do this exactly, we will learn during this this level in which we conduct our retreat. How do we chant with experiencing that we are related to Krishna? It's not just some, let me say, yogic practice for us as bhakti yoga, because we chant just a powerful mantra. No, but we are seeking of being connected with Krishna. But before I go into the how, I must convince you of the why. Why it is important. Now I'm seeing that maybe we need some oxygen. It's absolutely free. Maybe someone, but please take first care of the madanga so that we will have some. Oh, maybe we can even have the oxygen from another window, because I really don't see why I always have to sit in the. It's open? Is it wide open? Or? Yeah, but Radhika looks tired. She doesn't have enough oxygen. Good. My dear devotees, a little while ago, Hare Krishna, Jai Sisi Radha Gopinath, Jai, Jai. A little while ago, I made a stunning realization. A devotee came to me and said, Maharaj, I'm practicing Krishna consciousness since 30 years, and I just don't feel anything for Krishna. And when there is some Krishna Katha reading, some reading from the Krishna book, I realize how far I am away from Krishna. And I mean, my life is running out, time is running out. What to do? I wonder if the process works for me. And you know, it was a elder devotee who was certainly my senior, and I really had to think twice of what I would say. Then I remembered in the back of my corner a conversation I overheard in India, where one of my godbrothers was preaching to a worshipper of Sita and Ram. And this worshipper, it was a lady, elderly lady, maybe pious lady, 60 years old, expressed that I'm worshipping Sita Ram, but it's just not real for me. It's only for a brief moment real. And then my godbrother gave a wonderful explanation, which I've written down so that I can could remember it as good as possible. It was many, many years ago. And the devotee said, "Has anyone ever explained to you the true identity of Sitaram? Has anyone ever sat down with you and explained your own identity and the world in relationship to Sitaram to you? If you are not aware of your relationship to the world on one side, and then your true relationship to your worshipable deity, you can never experience love for your deity whom you worship. It's just not possible. It's the knowledge of a relationship which gives birth to love." Now, this is still a little difficult maybe for you to understand, but let me just give you an example from this word which we know. There are two people who are just people, populations of the world. They may walk and pass each other every day on their way to the, let me say, to the center of the town where they have their work. And they have absolutely nothing to do with each other. They don't even notice each other that they are there. But then, at one stage, something happens. Maybe they are introduced to each other. Maybe while going into the center of the town, they're in the same bus, and all of a sudden, the man looks towards the woman and appreciates something in her. Maybe the way she sneezes into her tempo. The way she is kind to the person from where she buys the ticket, or anything. And similarly, the woman sees something about this man which impresses her. Maybe the man has too big of feet. The feet are too big, oversized feet. But she doesn't pay attention. There's something about him which is interesting to her. And they start to greet each other. Then they greet each other every day. They make sure they move into the same bus at the same time. And finally, this is very important, finally the relationship moves one step further. They can't ignore any longer that there is something which is more than just an appreciation between them. And at that time, they usually decide to make a long walk together where they express themselves. And then from this relationship, eventually a family starts and everything else. So I wanted to give you an example which you can all understand, because it's in the contextual frame of either your experience or the experience which you don't want to make. You can think about it. My point here is, only if they begin to feel something like a relationship will they bond together, and will something come out of this. So in the same way, you absolutely have to start a relationship with Krishna. only then you will be able to develop your Krishna consciousness in all earnestness. And then you have to make a long walk with Krishna. The long walk with Krishna is your 64 rounds day, where you really chant, feeling a relationship with Krishna. If you chant without feeling a relationship, the 64 rounds day is the equivalent of Chinese torture. If you have, if you think of Krishna while you chant and you express your mind to Krishna, it's the sweetest thing you could ever imagine. Let us return for a moment to our example. When the man feels a relationship to the woman and vice versa, then they walk the whole day, and at the end of the day they think, wow, is the day already past? How long did we walk? Well, the woman says, it seems we just started our conversation. There's still so many subjects I would like to bring forth to your attention. I mean, it's not that after one year I can receive a child. We must wait 3 years because I'm studying. But yes, how long did we walk? And then they found out they walked 25 kilometers. Usually they hardly walk 752 meters a day, you know. But because there is a feeling of a relationship, they didn't even notice that it's 25 kilometers. So if you experience in your life some problems with your chanting, I think yesterday you saw that where you do well and where you could improve, when you heard that little voice in you talking to you, and told your, and your partner wrote it all down for you, what the little voice said. Yesterday you notice your obstacles. My dear devotees, your obstacles will remain if you never think of your relationship with Krishna. Your obstacles cannot be overcome by the few techniques which you might catch up during the retreat. The retreat or chanting is not about techniques. It's about being Krishna conscious, or conscious of Krishna, aware of Krishna. If you chant in a Krishna conscious way, your chanting will be ecstatic, and after 120 rounds you will say, I've just started to chant, why is already the day over? This is not fair. There's some grievous mistake in the sun, in the astronomical movements of the sun. You will feel like that. Prabhupada says, talks about this in relationship to Haridas Thakur, where he says, Haridas Thakur, when the sun rose in the morning, he said, what? Another day has passed? He was chanting all day, you know. So, if you are not bonding yourself, look at this machine, to Krishna, forget about it. You will have years of dry chanting, and depending if you on you what type of person you are, you will either say, it doesn't make any sense, I do something else, or you will say, this is how I am, a dry person, I will continue to be dry. It fits my outfit and my style. I will just continue, and you will settle in some comfort zone of compromised sadhana and compromised chanting, which is not happening extremely rarely in a movement. It happens. So, my dear devotees, your sense of a relationship describes your identity and your activity. If, for instance, I feel I have a relationship to a woman, then I call myself a husband, right? I have no, at least, marital relationship to women. I have women disciples, but I can't call myself a husband. This is not an option for me. Or let us say a woman. If you don't have a child and you have a relationship to your child, you can't call yourself a mother. Pretty, 1 year ago, or when? 1 year ago, you had no right to call yourself a mother because there was no child. You didn't have a relationship to a child. You could call yourself pretty, an ecstatic dancer, the wife of your husband. All these you could do because you had these types of relationships. But because you didn't have yet a relationship to your own child, there was simply no child, you were no mother. Only now you are upgraded to the glorious position of motherhood, which is extremely glorified in the Dharma Shastras, in the Vedas. So, I want to now make my point. Now comes it. If you never ever think of yourself in relationship to Krishna, you can't truly call yourself a devotee. Maybe a devotee in name, but not a devotee in fact. So I want to suggest to you to start during this japa retreat to think of yourself in relationship to Krishna. How to do this? We will learn a little while from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. My dear devotees, please be real at least 5 minutes a day. This means you have to think at least for 5 minutes in your identity, that you are a soul, you are not a body. And that you can only do if you think yourself in relationship to Krishna. Then all of a sudden you are a servant. Then all of a sudden you are a chanter. In relationship to Krishna, again there is spiritual life. In relationship to Krishna, Prabhupada says, again there is Vrindavan. Again there are the gopis. Again there is eating. Again there is dancing. Your feeling of a relationship to Krishna will, in other words, open a door for you to step into spiritual reality. If you want, you can still think of the dream for 23 hours and 55 minutes. You can be an illusion. My challenge to you is try with 5 minutes to be in reality. From 5 minutes you will see 15 minutes come, then more, than your whole life. It's just like Prabhupada used to give the example of lighting a little light in a dark room. The light will spread and take over. Usually the light does this, you know, the darkness doesn't stand, but it falls down in an obeisance before light and then vanishes. So your illusion will also fall down and vanish the moment you have the pure light of Krishna consciousness dispelling the darkness of ignorance. Where there is a sun, the darkness cannot stand. As long as we carry with us the concepts of our identity in relationship to the world, our spiritual life is compromised. We may visit temples, view deities, participate in Hari Kirtan, listen to Hari Katha, chant Hare Krishna, even visit a retreat. But as long as you keep this identity, I'm the body and I'm a Croatian or a German or a clever person or a foolish person, if you keep yourself in relationship to the world, will never experience what is Krishna consciousness, because your identity remains worldly and not spiritual. This is the key to open the door of Krishna conscious chanting for you. And you all know this already. I'm telling you things which you have experienced in the times when you are chanting nice. I want to bring now something which is easy to understand for devotees. Have you not seen when you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and all of a sudden you notice Krishna. Krishna, I'm a part of you. Krishna, please accept me in your service. Krishna, and all of a sudden something happens. My God, what happens in my dry heart? Let me see. There's some help. I'm feeling something. Please accept me. Krishna, Krishna, Hari, 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 Pashadam. No, I'm already eating here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Prabhu, phone call. No, I'm chanting. And you are, it's so much taste. So much desire to continue the practice. So much enlightenment. Sometimes also so much tears. Yes, in a relationship you sometimes regret. I left you. I left you. Like, this is always in our Ravindra Swarup Prabhu's lectures on the Holy Name. He will not avoid to make the point that if you go on with you, if you go to a long walk with Krishna, you know, where you think of your relationship and want to establish a relationship, you sometimes feel also, in his own words, profound grief. I have left Krishna, and the only one who is responsible for this, who carries the burden of the full responsibility, is me. I broke the relationship, not Krishna. In fact, Krishna is still ready to engage in a relationship with me. When you do your spiritual life without becoming awakened to the sense of relationship, it stops your spiritual life on the level of punya karma, that is, very pious activities with a lot of agyata sukriti, because after all you address Krishna, but it will not enter the realm of Krishna Bhava, Krishna Bhava Namrita, the nectar of the mood of Krishna consciousness. It will not enter there. The day you realize I belong to Krishna and my relationship is with Krishna, then your real self will start to become manifested. Gaura Hari, would you mind to give me your computer with the I don't trust me. Again, I know it's still a middle. You will soon learn how to do that, you know. But I want to, because this is so much in my. Oops! Thank you. I hope it doesn't explode or fly. Because this is so much in my mind, I want to read to you something which I just wrote the other day in order to express myself to Krishna. I felt I really owe him a letter, a love letter. And then I sat down and wrote him a realistic and honest love letter. And I want you to want to read this to you, because it's an example, maybe, how you can start your own letter and get into a relationship. The letter is called Don't Trust Me. I have to be honest, huh? Oh my Lord, I think you know that in reality I love only you, although I pretend to love other people and things. I think you know that when I'm sad, it's because I feel separated from you. Although, if I'm asked, I would give other reasons. When I cry, it's always because of missing you, although my tears carry other names. I think you also know that I am only looking for you, although I seem to be looking for other persons and things. Yes, my Lord, I am a divided soul, searching for something in the east while going west. I am a helpless soul, forced by some other agent long ago to play the double life of a devotee and a cheater. But do you know why I'm writing you all this? It's because I want your special mercy. What is that mercy? Don't believe my acts, please. Don't trust my words. But look deep into my heart, and you will see your own beautiful image. Hare Krishna. So, this has to be done by each one of you in your own way, to think about Krishna. And really, see, my Lord, I feel we have something to do. You know, like in this world, when a relationship starts, you know, I heard once a brahmachari who became a grihastha expressed himself like this to the Mataji. I try to avoid it. In ISKCON we have our own special ways. I really try to avoid it. This guy with his big feet. I try to just push it out of the mind, but it just... And then the brahmachari said, but I have to face the fact. There is something between us. Maybe we have something to do with each other. There is some connection. I have to face the fact. Would you like to go on a long walk? And this is how you feel, all of us feel to Krishna. Why do we waste, I don't want to speak like a sannyasi at all now, because I'm addressing only a few brahmacharis who give sighs of really, finally Maharaj is talking. No, I'm with the majority of you today. I want to say, don't you all know, Prabhus, be real, and Matajis, you have something with Krishna. You can't avoid it. I think you tried it. No? Going away? No one of you? Going to the cinema? Smoking some joint? Huh? Trying to forget all this? Trying to think? Well... This is a dysfunctional movement, or trying to criticize it. But it didn't work. You couldn't get it out of your mind. You even come to a japa retreat. There is a connection with Krishna. Don't try to fool yourself. Don't try to push it out of your mind. It's there. You have to confront it. You have to do something with it. You have to go deeper in it. Otherwise, you are not even real. When you chant, you have to think of Krishna. There is something between you and Krishna. You can't afford any longer to... Hopefully it comes soon. Time is just going so slow. What's wrong with time? I thought it's Krishna. This has to stop. This being on the side, being in of Krishna consciousness, this being absent-minded when you chant, how will you ever make something out of your relationship, of your connection, which you all feel and which you can't deny? You have to make a long walk now with Krishna. Hare Krishna. Sorry, but I have to sometimes be a little intense. Now, how do you think chant in Sambandha Gyan in relationship to Krishna? It means a few things. Sambandha Gyan means to come to reality, and it means Krishna is the eternal master and the jiva, that is the soul, is his eternal. What? Servant? Are you sure? This didn't sound very convincing. Krishna is the eternal master and you are his servant. Love for Krishna is also eternal, and it comes out when your true identity begins to manifest. It's just like, you know, when you start to think of yourself in a relationship, then your spiritual identity as soul can manifest. Otherwise, it will just be a theoretical jnana concept, which you forget when you come, as soon as you come on the chair of the dentist. Then you think, oh, yeah, I know, I'm the body, I really feel it. but I don't feel this much of a identity with of a soul. This identity will only come when you think yourself in relationship to Krishna. Because you don't do it, you are not self-realized. It's very simple. You are not living in your identity as a soul, but are disturbed by the innumerable, unfulfillable material desires and illusions. So, to start in your relationship with Krishna, you must think, Krishna is my eternal master, I'm his eternal servant, and the love for Krishna that comes when my identity as a servant becomes clear, and that's only clear when I'm thinking in relationship. And here are 3 points, and you should think, I'm wandering through this world trying to look for happiness. It's not there because it's not real. And you should think, this illusory world is my prison house. It consists out of 14 spheres, 14 planetary systems. I'm here because I turned my back to Krishna. So when a living entity receives the blessings of the Vaishnavas, you begin to understand, I have something to do with Krishna. And you start your chanting. But when you chant, you should think, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, first meditation, I am a small part of consciousness. I am the soul. Not I have the soul. I have a soul like I have my MP3 recorder. No, you are the soul and you are an eternal servant of Krishna. When you sit down to chant, you need to meditate. I'm the soul. I have a relationship with Krishna. Second point is, first you think who you are, then you think about Krishna. Krishna is unlimited consciousness, is the infinite conscious entity and my only master. Krishna is my master. I belong to him. I'm his servant. We are related. I'm getting my prasadam from him. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the material world is the prison house that is meant to reform my truant tendencies. Now, what is truant? Who is an English person here? Truant is my tendency to go the wrong way. Now you said it, Lakshmi Moni, and you said it with the authority of a long-time teacher. to skip. Truant means when I'm supposed to come to school, to the classes, to Yadunandan Maharaja's class on Bhagavatam, maybe third canto, or for instance, and I'm skipping the class. I'm not coming. I eat pizza, and then I sleep. I put my legs up high on the table, and hear Vyasaki kirtans, or shelter is more appropriate. Truant means you should be doing something, but you don't do it. In the language of Croatia, it means pizzati. Yeah, it means pizzati. It's a split expression. In Zagreb, they don't say this. Pizzati. In Deutsch sagt man schwänzen, Schulschwänzen. I think this word schwänzen, the sound vibration, schwänzen, is so good. It means you just don't go to school, like me. I was never going to school. Let me say, I was sometimes going to school, but every week on Friday, I said, I'm feeling very, very, very ill in my stomach. And all my school friends knew already I would be preparing to go to an open air festival on Friday. And then I returned on Tuesday. It was always a long weekend, starting Friday and ending Tuesday. I was never in school, and my friends always knew. Sometimes they would, you know, when I said on Friday when I did this, they would all jump up and with glee and happiness of children saying, I can't get no satisfaction. They would know I would go on the concerts, you know, and the whole class was dancing and the teachers couldn't get them under control any longer. So this is what this you can maybe do with a mundane education. You can't do it with Bhaktivedanta College, of course. But we are truant in our relationship in Krishna. We are schwänzen. We just don't appear there. We are not there. Try to at least do it 5 minutes a day. Pray. When you chant, think of Krishna. Stop being truant. How do we say this in a good word in English? Truant. Truant is the word. Is there not something like schwänzen? You know, which is which somehow makes it so clear what it is. You know. Yeah, you don't show. What? To bunk classes. That sounds, yes. To escape. Yeah, escape. It's not escape, it's something. It has to be more devious. To bunk. Bunk sounds good. It says it.
Yeah, it is to skip class.
Yeah. To skip class by giving false reason. We are also skipping in our relationship, and we give a false reason that I'm a German. I'm really not, or I'm the body. It's really not that I have a relationship with you, Krishna. You know, we skip this for too long. So when you chant, it's important to learn to chant while thinking yourself in a relationship with Krishna. It says here by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as long as one's knowledge of Krishna and the self is unsteady, one is polluted by anattas and can only chant a semblance of the holy name. It looks like the holy name, but it's not. As long as your knowledge of Krishna and the self is unsteady, that means you don't think of this, you're not in this space, you will be polluted by anattas, so many obstacles, and chant only a semblance of the holy name. The moment, once Prabhupada was asked by Giriraj Maharaj, Prabhupada said, Giriraj Maharaj, how should I chant? Prabhupada looked at him, you should chant. By addressing Krishna. Then he gave an example. Just like now, you're speaking to me. He asked a question. How should I chant? He addresses Prabhupada. So as you chant, you should address Krishna. In that feeling of a relationship. That's the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra. My dear Radharani, my dear Lord Krishna, please engage me in your service. Please accept me. And if you do this meditation, the doors will open. Now it's 9 o'clock, and I really want to be on time. In the Japa retreat, we will hear that prayer which will open the door to you. It's a wonderful prayer. It says, if you do devotional activities and chant this prayer, you will certainly attain the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. And we will learn this prayer tomorrow, this morning. For now, I want you to take with you, your identity is described by your sense of reality. It's defined. Therefore, think of it. Your identity is defined by your relationship. With what you have a relationship, that's how you feel your identity is. Huh? You feel now you have a relationship to devotees, that's why you say, I'm a devotee. You have to learn to think in relationship to Krishna while you chant. This will open the door. It is very, very wonderful, and we will learn how to do this in the practical session, which starts at 11:45. So you have now some time before that. Please use it wisely to take your prasadam. Maybe some of you need to catch up on some extra rest because you traveled a long time and you are up. Then please use the time. The temple room is open for you. I think always or most of the time. Yes. And also, we have this community hall, which is the retreat facility. I suggest to you, it will be very easy if you chant with devotees who are bent on the same goal as you are bent, that is being on retreat. So therefore I suggest you make frequent and good use of the retreat room up there. It's ideally made to fit your desires, your purposes. I will say Hare Krishna, but please remain seated because the announcements is there. But we will end this class. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shishi Gonitai ki. Shishi Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki jai. Shishi Lalita Vishaka. Shri Radha Gopinath ki Gaur Premanandi Hari 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 Bo. If you forget everything about the class, don't forget this. You need to bind yourself to Krishna, Sambandha. It's important to have something to remember. Hare Krishna.